world. With the video appraisal tool, customers can video chat with a claims adjuster in real time. Esurance.com.
This is Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. And joining us, as he does every Friday morning at this time, is WCVE news analyst Jeff Shapiro, also a columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. He's here to analyze the week in Virginia political news. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
Surely government dysfunction has not reached the hallowed halls of the Old Dominion.
Oh, hey, Wayne. Heard about the Lindbergh baby? This has been going on for years. It is a high art, high dysfunction. Of course, this week there was another swing and another miss on a budget and a health care fix, and it was the Senate this time acting on its version of the budget. It would include a private health care option that moved off the Senate floor, was sent to the House, and the House will do with it what the Senate did with a House-passed version of the budget that doesn't include anything really significant in the way of a health care provision, and that would be nothing. So at this point, this means there is virtually no means, procedurally, that is, for doing anything, and so the clock is ticking toward the real deadline. That's June 30th, the final day of the spending cycle. So we are in again. This is at least the fifth time since 2001, again in a game of chicken. And so who will cave first? And if no one does, Virginia government supposedly goes dark. But it is early days. We're still about 3 months from that drop-dead date.
There's a murky group with the unfortunate acronym of MERC playing a role in all this.
Yes, rhymes with jerk. If I may quote myself, this is 10 members of the legislature, 5 delegates, 5 senators. The commission can, by law, decide whether savings, economies, whatever one cares to call them, protections against fraud. We hear a lot about that from conservative Republicans. Theft are sufficient and in place to prevent any sort of run on the Medicaid system. And then Merck, again, rhymes with jerk, can give the green light to any kind of a health care initiative that is financed with Medicaid funds. And, of course, Virginia has the opportunity to avail itself over the next 4 years of nearly $7 billion so that Virginia could comply with Obamacare. Now, this is a creation of the House, the anti-Medicaid, anti-Obamacare House. And so Merck really isn't doing anything, and it really is a very clever tripwire to progress on this issue. And it is a reminder that the House has at least one very significant procedural weapon to use against the state Senate and Governor Terry McAuliffe in the health care fight.
We learn more about what happened when Creed Deeds' son attacked him and then killed himself last fall in a report to a commission that former Governor McDonald had set up to investigate.
Yes, and I guess not surprisingly, there has been a surge in emergency admits to state psychiatric hospitals, a spike too in admits to private psychiatric hospitals. And these findings were rolled out yesterday to that McDonald appointed task force. Now, when Gus Deeds killed himself after attacking his father, of course, that would be State Senator Creed Deeds, it was learned that Gus really had fallen through cracks in the mental health system and that, you know, a bed supposedly wasn't available for him at a state facility. And it turned out that among the problems, the wrong number was called. And these latest disclosures come as the administration announced that the governor has signed into law very quietly a lot of mental health care reforms. No fanfare, and perhaps that's a bit surprising given the attention that this tragedy has received.
Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Warner is apparently off to a good start in raising funds for his reelection campaign.
Yes, he reports this week that he has topped $11 million, adding another $2.5 million or so in the latest cash collection period. He's got about $9 million on hand, and he's going to be able to raise a lot more. And, of course, as a multimillionaire, he can pump a lot of his own money into this race. Now, the likely Republican nominee, Ed Gillespie, is going to have no difficulty raising money. You know, he's a former chairman of the Republican National Committee, and he was, you know, among the brains behind the American Crossroads Super PAC that in the 2012 election spent more than $150 million attacking Democrats. And Gillespie's fundraising potential is one of the reasons why Republicans think it's important to go after Warner. That, coupled with anti-Obama sentiment, pushback over health care, dispirited Democrats, a low turnout, have Republicans believing that they at least have a shot at Warner, who is at this point not on the endangered list.
Also seeking re-election is 7th District Republican Representative Eric Cantor. He has some primary and probably general election opposition, but his real challenge may be in the House Republican caucus in Washington.
Speaking of the vast right-wing conspiracy, this was no accident. Yesterday there were four stories about supposed conservative revolt within the House Republican caucus against Eric Cantor. It was the Wall Street Journal, the National Journal, the Daily Caller, the Washington Times, all reporting that Tea Partiers are questioning Cantor's conservative credentials and even floating alternatives for Speaker. Cantor, of course, would like to succeed John Boehner if Boehner isn't interested in continuing in that role. So this is a reminder, of course, of this fractious caucus and the dominance of the younger, more conservative Republicans within it. Now, Cantor would like people to believe that he is not affected by all this, and he projects the image of, you know, kind of steady on parade Republican. Yesterday, talking up that Paul Ryan written budget that barely got out of the House yesterday. So I guess when the going gets tough, the tough or the timid, depending on one's perspective, change the subject.
Thanks to Jeff Shapiro for his analysis of Virginia political news. Jeff joins us every Friday morning at this time. 88.9 WCVE.
Happy Friday to you. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Dave.